With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled, Leading a Virtuous Lifestyle in Accord with the Law of Love, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on July 31st, 2008.
Hello.
Hi, guy.
Everything all right? Wow, you even have flowers.
First, Master, we want to say that we're so grateful and honored to have you with us today. Thank you so much for taking some of your most precious time to speak with us. Words cannot express how much we appreciate all that you have done and are doing to save our planet. We very much treasure your great words of wisdom and advice and have prepared some questions concerning climate change and spiritual matters.
You are welcome. I'm also happy to see you. Well, it would have been better if we see each other in person, eh? But it might happen one day. It might happen very soon, maybe. Yeah? All right. I'm ready for you, for your question.
I have the first question. In our recent interview with Dr. James Hansen, who is one of the world's leading climatologists, Dr. Hansen stated that the sea level is going up 3.5 centimeters per decade, which is already affecting some island nations, but that the danger is that it could go up to a much higher rate, just as it has in Earth's past history. Master, is the sea level rise the most serious among the direct effects of destabilized climate? Or would it be other effects, such as the diseases that you mentioned in the conference with the Seattle Center?
According to the scientists, there could be more than just one disaster. Rising sea level is not the only worrying event. Disease will also rise. They already do so in some parts of the world. If it has to happen, it happens. But please do not concentrate on these negative phenomena. Rather, we spend energy in constructive actions and positive thinking, and we have to envision a more beautiful world. And we are taking action to minimize or stop the damage, and it will be done. Quickly or slowly depends on how many people cooperate with us. But don't worry. Just keep thinking positive.
Thank you, Master.
Yes, you are protected by your own virtue and the power of positive thinking and the purification effect of your meditation daily. Next one, baby.
Hello, Master. In the Arctic Sea, longer-lasting perennial ice that is 6 years old or older decreased to 6% of total ice in 2007, and newer seasonal ice, which has been formed since last autumn, now accounts for 70%. U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center predicts that the sea ice in the North Pole may melt during this summer of 2008. If complete sea ice retreat in Arctic happens, would it become a tipping point for Earth's climate, after which climate warming will accelerate with no control and no return?
I'm afraid so, Dr. Piotr. Unless people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is, respecting our lives, then we will get life and our lives will be spared. And nature will restore the balance and repair our damages. I wish to see that day soon in my lifetime. It's still repairable. But people have to realize this, and they have to know it's urgent, and they have to cooperate. The more vegetarian people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My question is, recently the world economy is having a difficult time, and it is in the trend of getting worse due to the high oil prices. Some nations are now rushing to explore the off-coast oil field, especially in the melting Arctic Sea. And on one hand, we try to adapt green energy, but at the other hand, the government still continues developing oil industry. Will our future still be relying on oil, or a major shift will happen in near future that we can actually produce free energy like the way the other planets do? Thank you, Master.
Free energy is, of course, always the ideal picture, but it takes time because it's not yet fully grasped by modern technology. And even if they do, modern technologies still need time to produce the instrument to use them. But we still can keep the oil fuel mode of energy if all turn to vegetarian diet. It's very simple. If we turn to vegetarian diet, we have a lot of time to invent new technology. Right now, even if we already produced the new technology yesterday, we still don't have enough time. That is the urgency of our planet. Even if technology is already available, we don't have enough time because it's not CO2. That is the most troublesome. It's the methane from animal rising. And it is also the hydrogen sulfide. And moreover, nature also produces CO2 in some form. And also from the Arctic seabed and from the permafrost, we can't win. We can't win if we wait for technology. I just hope they don't wait for technology or anything else except vegetarian diet. That's all we have to rely on now, vegetarian diet. The compassionate lifestyle. Spare others' lives, then you will beget life. Like attract like. This law never fails. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
If the whole planet people live in virtue and really compassionate lifestyle, then the earth will change into heaven in no time. Nothing else can really compare to this.
Thank you, Master.
Only love can absorb all the negative energies. Only love can transform it. And only the loving heart, compassionate heart of the people can absorb the negative impact that we have created. Because even if we want to rely on technology, the technology that we're having right now is nothing compared to what we will have if all the population of the planet turn into a loving, kind, compassionate vegetarian diet. Then you will see all kind of invention that we have never imagined before will surface. And all people will live in peace and love even if they don't pray for it. It will come. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%. reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year. Half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
You had mentioned that in the beginning, human race could fly without wings because we didn't eat food. Then we started eating and became heavier, and we couldn't fly anymore. Today, more people are becoming vegetarians, raw, fruitarians, and breatharians. Would we be able to fly again in the near future?
You're dreaming. I also dream like that. But you know, we fly very high and it'll be too cold anyway. The thing is, when the people first came to our planet, they came directly from a higher dimension. Their beings are not the way our beings are right now. Well, some people can fly already. You can still practice to fly. It just takes so long and we don't have time. I advise you to practice the light and sound method, and then you can fly direct to heaven when you leave the earth. That's the best. By the time you're hopping around trying to fly a few meters here and there, you know, maybe the planet is already gone and you are still on a lower level of consciousness. If you can practice flying, it's not that difficult. It just takes a lot of time and patience. If that is your priority in life, you can go and find some yogis who can impart to you these techniques. But I'm warning you, it takes a long time. And some charge a lot of money. Now, most of human are already conditioned by the DNA since times of prehistoric mankind. And ever since then, the human has created so many bad karma, and the DNA are keeping all this record of bad karma. Therefore, even if we are vegetarian or breatharian, it's still difficult for us to fly naturally the way the original human were when they first appear on this planet. When they first appear on this planet, they were not human. They were still in the state of divine connectedness. And their being, the makeup of their body and mind and thinking are completely different from what we are now. We are so contaminated and preconditioned with so many knowledge that is not always necessary and helpful for us. We are full of all this. So it's very difficult to reprogram completely our cells again to tell our body that, okay, you can fly. It takes time to reprogram our thinking, our acceptance of the divine being that we are. And nevertheless, we just practice Kuan Yin method. You fly in your meditation. That's good enough also. You fly up to high heavens and you encounter all the divine beings, you see the beautiful light, and you communicate with God or the lower gods, you know, of different levels of consciousness. That is better than flying physically. Even if you can fly physically, but all you can do is talk to your own hands, and I don't think it's a very good idea. It's better to concentrate on freeing the soul so it soars above the destructive domain and flies home forever. Not just flap around in this physical dream.
Yes, thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Recently, there's a professor, Ajit Varkey, at the University of California in San Diego, and he discovered that a certain chemical in different animal meat is causing people to have an immune response or allergic reaction. Because our body treats this chemical as a foreign invader, This chemical is called new 5GC. And the researchers found that with long-term meat consumption, it can be causing heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. So it seems that meat eating is not only the major cause of the world's physical collapse and its spiritual downfall, but it's literally poisoning us one by one and without us even knowing it. Master, could you please comment on this?
Yes, yes, yes. In red meat, up to 11,600 micrograms could be even presented in the people daily serving of beef, and 5,010 from the pork, and 4,009 from lamb, for example. Even in goat cheese, they have it also. In salmon, in milk even, in cod, in tuna, turkey, and duck, they all have this element, which is very harmful to us. The more research conducted, the more harmful sides of meat will be found and revealed. That's why all the wise people don't eat meat since times immemorial. Like begets like. If we kill for our life, that life cannot belong, cannot be peaceful and healthy. If the source of nourishment comes from death and suffering, our life cannot be healthy, long, and peaceful. This is not all the harm that meat caused to human health. There will be more if they continue research. But this up-to-date finding is enough to scare everybody off meat. I don't understand why people are still putting poison in their body. I guess habit is hard to change. But they will have to change, either meat or our lives. We have to put down that meat in order to save the planet and the lives on the planet.
Thank you, Master.
Only love can absorb all the negative energies. Only love can transform it. And only the loving heart, compassionate heart of the people can absorb the negative impact that we have created.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Leading a Virtuous Lifestyle in Accord with the Law of Love. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.